This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McKee. U.S. President Trump is billing the coronavirus fight as a war as his administration and Congress race to boost the nation's ability to confront a growing pandemic. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Calling himself a wartime president, he's invoking emergency powers to steer private companies toward producing more critical supplies, like masks and ventilators, and is also moving to boost virus testing capacity. He's comparing the effort to measures taken during World War II.
And now it's our time. We must sacrifice together.
Mitch McConnell's Senate sending him a bill that, among other things, would guarantee sick leave to those who have the virus, while working on a massive relief package that could approach $1 trillion.
We aren't leaving until we deliver it.
In the meantime, the pandemic continues battering the economy. The Dow sank again and has now lost nearly all its gains since the president's inauguration. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Senate overwhelmingly passed a second coronavirus response bill, sending it to President Trump to enact with his signature. The vote was a lopsided 90-8, despite worries by many Republicans about a temporary new employer mandate to provide sick leave to workers who get COVID-19. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Just how long it will take to get through these steps is unclear, but as everyone knows, we are moving rapidly because the situation demands it.
The measure is also aimed at making diagnostic tests for the virus free. Meanwhile, the administration pushed forward its broad economic rescue plan, which proposes $500 billion in checks to millions of Americans, with the rest first checks to come April 6th if Congress approves the plan. The government would reimburse businesses, but business advocacy groups say the plan is not workable for many small firms. This is VOA News. The United States and Canada have agreed to temporarily close their shared border to non-essential travel due to coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
After President Trump tweeted about it in the morning, he spoke about the new restrictions at a White House news conference.
It's non-essential crossings. It won't affect trade at all. It was just something we thought would be good for both countries.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on CTV.
Essential travel will continue. Our governments recognize that it is critical that we preserve supply chains between both countries.
Canada relies on the U.S. for 75% of its exports. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is warning of bank scams connected to the coronavirus outbreak. APZ Donahue.
One scam is a claim banks are limiting access to customers' money. The FDIC says there's been an uptick in calls, text messages, letters, and emails from scammers pretending to be FDIC employees, using names of people who actually work at the FDIC. They say there are security issues with bank deposits. The FDIC says they're out to get bank accounts and other personal information. No depositor has lost money since the FDIC was created in 1933. Because of the coronavirus, many banks have shortened branch hours or are pushing customers to use online banking. I'm Ed Donahue.
Volvo has announced a recall of hundreds of thousands of vehicles because the automatic braking systems are not working properly. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The recall affects newly built S60, V60, S90L, and V90 models. The company says there's a software-hardware incompatibility glitch that can block the automatic emergency braking system from detecting obstacles, failing to stop the vehicles and increasing the risk of a crash. Volvo says the forward collision warning systems work as designed in the 2019 and 2020 models, but there's a risk in certain environments and temperatures that the automatic brakes won't deploy. No accidents have been linked to this problem. Volvo will update the software for free. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Lufthansa said that the airline industry may not survive without state aid if the coronavirus pandemic lasts for a long time, as it throws everything at bringing home travelers and keeping industrial supply chains open. The German airline group, which has implemented drastic capacity reductions, introduced short-term working and suspended its dividend, it said it was impossible to forecast the impact of the coronavirus on its profitability. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.